welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 8th comes from Numbers 16. In Numbers 4, Yahweh had given privileges to the Kohathites above all Israel, and even above the other clans of the tribe of Levi, Gershon and Merari. But he had also given them specific limitations. While the Kohathites were never classified as holy, they alone held the responsibility to carry the holy furniture within the tabernacle from campsite to campsite. But they were forbidden from looking upon the furniture under any circumstances, lest they die, as is made clear in Numbers 4, verse 15 and 17 through 20. And yet, in Numbers 16, verse 1, we see a mutiny led by none other than a Kohathite, a man named Korah, who challenges the position and authority of Moses directly, saying, "You have gone too far, for all in the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" In Numbers 16, verse 3. Moses understands that their criticism is leveled not only at him, but also at Aaron, who was made holy for the sake of his priestly duties, and then ultimately at Yahweh himself, in Numbers 16, verse 11. To prove his innocence, Moses tells Korah and the 250 prominent Israelites who joined the rebel to bring near, Karav, Numbers 16, verse 17, an incense censer. This is exactly the situation that Yahweh had warned against, where outsiders, Zur, as we see in Numbers 16, verse 40, who were unauthorized to approach Yahweh, would march right into his presence, insisting upon their own holiness. Indeed, if anyone ought to have understood this principle, the Kohathites should have, since they were charged with putting to death outsiders who approached the tabernacle. In Numbers 1, verse 51. Outraged, Yahweh opens up the earth to swallow some of the rebels alive in Numbers 16, verses 28 through 34, and he sends fire from his presence to consume the 250 who presumed to offer incense in his presence in Numbers 16, verse 35. The next day, another 14,700 die as a plague sweeps through the group of people who murmured against Moses that he killed the people of the Lord, in Numbers 16, verse 41, until Aaron himself can make atonement for the people. From this story, we learn first that Yahweh is deadly serious about the sanctity of his holiness. Anyone who dares to presume upon his holiness is guilty of a wicked crime. Second, we learn that Yahweh's people, and especially the leaders whom Yahweh has appointed, need to prepare themselves for personal attacks from people who dishonor Yahweh's holiness. But more than anything, we learn how distant we are from Yahweh's holiness. The better we see how far short we fall of the holiness of God, the more clearly we recognize the mercy of Jesus who died to make us holy. The fact that Jesus came to make you holy doesn't give you the right to reject authority he has set up over you. Our privileges in Christ should lead us to grateful humility and never to prideful, power-hungry entitlement. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.